Okay, everybody. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board, our teleconference on July 7th, 2009. I'm Jamie Ross. I'm the chair. I'm calling the meeting to order. So the first thing we'd like to do is to have our secretary, R. Paul Martin, call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rhonda Dixon. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson. Alberto Luera. R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, we have six. That's a quorum.
Okay, thank you.
I'm back.
Is this Lisa?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, usually what we do is for other people on the call, basically, is the job, your thing is to listen.
Sorry, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I'm here to get information. If you want to ask me anything, I'm here.
Okay, great. Let's see. First of all, LaVarne, did you say you were going to send us a document?
Yes, well, the update with the BAI numbers, I dropped them in today. I got some numbers from Andrea. She was able to pull them together, and I made some small revisions and dropped them in, and I'm sending them out as we speak.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so then I passed around a draft agenda, which some people had some suggested changes to, which is fine. Oh, first I should remind people, we have both an open session this evening and a closed session for some items people brought up. I would like us to finish everything by 11 p.m. our time. I really need to get off the phone and go to bed by then. Anyway, so draft agenda that I had was one, cash situation and projection. Item number two is line of credit renewal. Get an update on that, and I have a motion to bring about that. And item number three, budgets. We need updates as to how we're progressing in getting our budgets ready for 2010. And Brian pointed out we had asked a couple of questions for LaVarne about the income statement, which we could... I guess we could deal with those in the cash part. Are there any other items for the open session that people would like to add to the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to request an agenda item for the chair of this committee to send out a notice to the PNB and to the treasurers to please get the budgets together quickly so that we can review them in the Finance Committee before the in-person meeting so we can have a beginning overview of the budget at the July meeting, not a finalization, but some sort of a ability to review the budgets in some form.
What weekend is that, Grace?
Can we put that on the agenda?
24th through the 26th.
Yeah.
Could I hear that as a motion?
Yeah, why don't we put that into the budget part? It seems to be about budgets. Would that be okay, Grace?
That's good.
So that'll just be part of the budget, so it's not an actual amendment anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
As I have it, a motion to approve the agenda with an amendment that it adjourn at 11 p.m. Eastern. That's what
I
have.
And are there any other items then? Okay, well, hearing no objection.
I have another item under budget.
Go ahead,
I request
Grace.
That all budgets, station budgets, include an upgrade to the next level of Arbitron reporting, which would double the Arbitron line item.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, we'll put that in on budget, too.
Okay.
Include upgrade for Arbitron. Okay. That's fine. Then are there any other additions or Okay, hearing none, then the amenda, the agenda is approved. And our first item is cash situation and projections. So I'm going to look at my email right now. Have you sent it yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, there it is.
There it is. It doesn't. I didn't fix the header. So if you want headers on it, you're going to have to go into your, depending on what level of Excel you have, you have to go in and fix the header. And so right now I'm about to have the latest for June. Maybe not.
Okay, so I just got this instant.
That's because it includes BAI. The rest of it was the one without BAI. Thank you.
The file is, Oh, my gosh. Is this in the new Excel?
Yeah, because I have it on this computer. Yeah.
Can you save it as a old version? Can you save it as Excel 2003?
Okay, let me see. Okay, let me just do a save as. Let me close this up. Okay.
Yeah, I
have to say
Excel.
That the file name won't come down through Yahoo. Will.
What's that? I didn't hear it.
Nothing.
The file name is too long for Yahoo, so I have a truncated file name, which I'll live with, I think. And we'll see. Okay. Open Office says it's an unknown or unsupported Excel file format. So.
Yeah, it's the new Office version, which. They changed Excel around completely and gave it a new,
This is why people should use OpenOffice instead of the Evil Empire's software.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm trying to save as, and, here we are. Wow. Excel 97 through 2003. Is that what you want?
That's excellent, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's kind of funny that Excel did that because the old program was perfectly good. Basically, they made it.
Jamie, let me explain something to you about how capitalism works.
That would be very appropriate for the Finance Committee.
Microsoft is capitalism. Microsoft is about religion.
Okay, so we're still waiting for that. Well, anyway, while we're waiting for that, are there any other comments that people would like to make on the... I guess we should wait for that document.
Well,
should we move on to item number two, line of credit renewal, while that comes to us?
Yes.
The thing is, we'll need LaVarne. LaVarne, are you still working on the document?
I'm looking at what Microsoft tells me. Minor loss of fidelity. It sounds
That's
like
okay.
the problem with Steve McNair, but some problems. My little private joke. Okay, I'm going to send this I'm going to send this document right now. I'll close and send. Okay. Is it only me, or does it just take a long time for this thing to work?
Sometimes it's screwy.
Okay, here we go. Okay, and then we're going to attach this little dilly here. Attach the file. It says WBAI 2, and I actually didn't write out consolidated all the way. Okay, there it goes.
It's gone?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Moving at the speed of electrons. Well, while that comes to us, why don't we move on to item two then?
Okay.
Which is the line of credit renewal.
To
bring everybody up to date, last time we talked about this, and LaVarne, you reported some encouraging news to us.
Yes. In fact, I talked with Ken Juni today. He's the Wells Fargo banker. He's our banker here. And... He just ran over again that what we're talking about is a renewal so that we would not have to pay it back. But he agrees with me, of course. He said that I was very conservative, of course, that, we need to, in order to take this before the PNB, we need to have a like a payback plan on this also, where, you know, on a quarterly basis, we would reduce this, and we would keep it as a line. Right now, we plan to keep it as a line of credit. We'll have it. It'll be backed up by our savings account in the national office. So you wanted to know the interest in all of that. So we have a meeting set up. Ken Jr. has also been out of the office for the last week. He was in Massachusetts. And so we'll have all of that information. He'll bring all that to us on Thursday, and we'll meet with him, and he'll have the interest rate and all of that. But basically, it will be a renewal for either for 1 year or we can, like, pay down over 3 years. So either way, we will not have to pay back the $300,000 this year at any time. We'll have to either renew or for 1 year or do a pay down over 3 years. Those are the options, and he'll bring all of the information to me on Thursday. And then along with that, we will have to do a schedule where we'll have to pay down that that amount over the three-year period, if that's what we choose to do.
So you'll need to present a schedule to him?
Yes, absolutely. And he'll bring something. After I told him what I wanted to do, he'll bring it with him when they come over on Thursday.
And can you tell me about the account that is going to be used as which is
we
the
have
collateral?
We have a savings account here at National Office. I can't bring it up right now. I guess I could if I needed to. But I think it's $400,000, $460,000. So that's what we'll use it as to secure the line of credit.
Okay, and is this a restricted account?
I know you guys asked that question before. I said okay to use a restricted account, but it's okay because we've run it by Ken Juni, so it's okay.
But it is a restricted.
I think part of it is. You know, I don't have that with me. I can't even tell you where it is in my little stack of things,
okay.
Right, Nia? Yeah.
Okay.
But, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, it is very important for us to have the accurate specifics about what that account is. And in addition to Mr. Juni's assurance, I would like our general counsel to look at it as well.
Okay, here it is. It's actually... it is restricted, and we will look at it in terms of the use of that. That's fine. It's $375,567. There it was, that amount. It's probably a little bit higher now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, LaVarne. Hold on one second. My dog's barking here.
Mr. Chair, this is Rhonda
Dixon.
Hold
on one second.
Okay.
Hey, come in. Sassy, Daisy, come here. Come on. All right, sorry about that. Yeah, I have a quick, first of all, did someone speak there?
Yes.
Yeah, I just was reporting in, letting you know that I joined the conference call. This is Rhonda Dixon. I'm the treasurer of KPFK.
Oh, hi, Rhonda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Glad you could be here. Let's see, and Grace, did I hear Grace's voice?
Yes, she's there.
But
yeah, I'm here. Hi, Rhonda.
You didn't ask for anything. Okay, I guess I have a quick motion. I have a motion I'd like us, the NSC, to go through about this, the line of credit renewal, which I will read. It's a little different from what I put in the agenda to address Susan's concerns, which is that NSC approves in principle the renewal of the Wells Fargo line of credit in the amount of $300,000. If it's secured by restricted National Office assets rather than KPFA's unrestricted cash. The NSC requests, one, that the CFO provide written description of the assets to be used as collateral, and two, that our corporate counsel provide a written opinion on the appropriateness of the use of these assets as collateral for a line of credit.
Do you have that written down so you can email it? So I can
yes,
open?
I will email it to you right now.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, a second.
Okay, thank you.
Discussion, Campbell Johnson.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me just send this around. I'll explain the thinking here. The the reason for this motion is there is, first of all, I would just like to have a brief written statement of what the account is. I'm a little unclear of the various accounts that we have. It doesn't have to be much, but, you know, this is a account in this amount that's was restricted for blah, blah, blah. And also, there was concern whether we use restricted accounts, whether it would violate the terms, whether it would be a problem regarding the terms of what the accounts were restricted to make them collateral for a loan like this. So that's the reason to run it by the corporate counsel, to ensure that we are complying with the terms of the gift. So that's my motion there. Okay, and I heard Campbell on the stack. Go ahead.
Nobody else? Oh, okay. I just got on. I had another call that I had to take, and I'm sorry to be late signing in. I trust we have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay, first question is this. This is renewal of the line of credit pertaining to Wells Fargo. What is the rate of interest of the former line of credit, and what is the current, the proposed rate of interest, and what are the other significant terms of it? I guess I should ask the last part of the question also. What financial institution are the restricted funds held in? Is this a separate institution from the one in which we are going to be borrowing the money?
You weren't here at the beginning. I talked briefly with our banker, Ken Juni, today, and we have a meeting. He's been out of town for the last week, so we're going to have a meeting on Thursday we have set up, and we'll go over all of those things that
asked. We should know what the last interest rate was on this line of credit. I mean, that's...
So, wait a minute. I don't need scolding. I cannot tell you the answer. We have the information. I cannot give it to you right now.
I asked for it 2 months ago.
Oh, you did? Well, did you find it?
You didn't give it to me.
Okay, let me look it up. Let me look at my little files right here, and I'll get it. So you will know exactly what the interest rate is. But don't scold me. Okay, line of credit, Wells Fargo Bank. Let me get it out right here. Prime rate plus 1%. Loan fee, $1,000. Did you get that?
Prime rate plus 1%, and what was it?
Oh, prime rate plus 1%. It was 6% at the time.
So that equaled 6%?
At the time.
I beg your pardon?
At the time.
At the time. Was that floating?
The prime rate changes.
I understand that it changes, but it can be fixed on that particular loan.
It doesn't say fixed. It says prime rate plus 1%.
Floating. Okay. And this was at the time it was secured in 07. Is that correct?
It wasn't secured in 07.
When was it secured?
In 08.
August 08.
Okay. And you don't know what the...
Don't tell me what I don't know. Ask the question.
I'm repeating what you had suggested, that you're meeting with the banker to find out what the prospective prime
to find out about
interest
the
rate.
Yes, he was out of town last week. I got back last week. Ken Juni was out of town. We have a meeting set up for this Thursday where he will bring all of the options, what the interest rate would be, and all of that information at the time.
Okay. And the restricted funds, what institution are they being held in at present?
Wells Fargo.
So they're in the same institution?
Yes.
Okay. May I ask a question then for our attorney? And that would be if any of our agreements, the loan agreement or the depository agreements, with Wells Fargo provide for them to be able to, let's say, to take funds from any other account in Wells Fargo if they run into a problem with a loan from us, a loan with us? Is that point clear?
Well, could you
not to me,
that?
But whatever.
Yeah, could you restate that? I think I have the idea, but if you could restate
the point is this, that oftentimes banks especially will have lending relationships with an organization, and they also have depository relationships. And what they will do in either the agreement for the loan or for the depository relationship is that they will state in there that if there is a default, or, you know, really it comes to anything that they decide that they want to consider a default, they will take whatever depository funds are in their financial institution. Now, that's the point right there. The concern relates to that if we have a restriction on a particular account that would be problematic in terms of Wells Fargo seizing that account to pay off a loan or something already, then this notion of it being collateral is you know, academic. And yep. And we really are at a disadvantage in that regard to that organization. So I would be, you know, somewhat concerned. I mean, they already may have it as, in effect, de facto collateral. Okay?
Mr. Chair, can I speak? This is Rhonda Dixon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm also
Rhonda.
An attorney, but I'm not giving legal advice. But they will cross-collateralize it. That's pretty standard. But the problem is we'd have to get probably a different type of loan if we didn't have the money in the depository. And I think the reason for taking it, too, it might be a problem for the restricted funds to be in jeopardy. It might be a breach of fiduciary obligations to jeopardize the restricted funds.
That's right. That's right.
By way of collateralization. But that's the reason why they want to take it to the – I mean, there's no decision that could be made until you take it to corporate counsel to determine that. But I do think that just on the face of it and without researching it more, it would potentially be a breach of fiduciary obligations to cross-collateralize restricted funds.
Okay, Will,
okay,
I'll look at it. I'll look at it again because I'll look at it to see if it's really that's what it looks like here. But you know, I'll just check.
But
okay.
There's ways to protect the restricted funds can be put into trusts and sort of like annuities or something. They can be insulated because they won't be under KPFK. You know, you can put them into a separate entity,
that's
if
right.
You will.
Well, this,
and that
this,
would make them, because as long as they're not named as KPFK, they cannot take from that, but they will try to take from any accounts that they identify that can, you know, cross-collateralize that loan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that would open, Pacifica to, a problem with someone who is really trying to be very, very helpful to us because we were not, aware of that kind of situation. So that's why I'm suggesting we find out about that from our attorney as soon as possible. I would think that would be important to find out before the Thursday meeting that LaVarne would be having with the banker.
Well, like I said earlier, there's ways to protect that. You may not be able to collateralize. I wouldn't collateralize it, but I would actually more strongly protect the restricted funds by creating some other type of a corpus to hold those funds.
Mm-hmm.
That is not identified as KPFK. In other words, if it was a trust or an annuity, a separate entity,
right,
then it couldn't be accessed. But as long as it is a KPFK account, then it can be accessed. So
yeah.
It depends
okay,
on the characterization.
And
that's probably something that should be considered with restricted funds in general. To make sure that they're not commingled or accessed in some other way.
I think we're getting pretty far afield here.
Well, that's. I think,
but can I speak, Campbell?
Yes. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay.
You know, look, we've been having the same conversation for 2 months. We're basically spinning the same wheels. What we need is the follow-up. Clearly, the attorney needs to review the donor-imposed stipulations on those assets and see if this is okay. The motion asks for the attorney to do that. I don't see what the problem is. We shouldn't be speculating here.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, that's true. You know, this is why we asked why I brought this motion, because this has been a concern of people on the committee. So is there any other comment about the motion?
Well, I think that the motion should require, this is Rhonda Dixon, a legal opinion be lodged before the next meeting and before we, engage in any decision-making, that the attorney must be, we should have a written legal opinion regarding this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'd like it to say prior to a decision? Well,
yes.
The implication is that, you know, that we would.
Right, but we need to make that concretely clear, because what I'm just the first time I'm on the call, but someone else mentioned that we had been discussing the matter for 2 months, and it hadn't been resolved. So I'm just saying, to make it concretely clear, a legal opinion must be lodged within X amount of time so that we can make a decision.
Okay, well, I'm happy to add the words that our corporate counsel provide a written inappropriate blah, 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 as collateral for a line of credit prior to the decision to take prior.
How about prior to board action?
Prior to board action. Okay.
But that should be no later than 60 days or whatever. What is the timeline that we need to make this decision?
Well, the timeline's going to be pretty soon.
July 12th.
Right, so then we need to stipulate that the decision needs to be made pretty soon. Because if we don't put a timeline, then it just seems like it's open-ended.
Well, I believe our corporate counsel is, you know, he operates in good faith. He will understand their urgency.
I need to get the exact wording here and who's making the amendment.
Susan amended prior to board action at the end of the second, at the very end of it. Okay, so
okay,
you want me to read the whole thing?
Well, there is one other thing. If I have an amendment, this is Rhonda. This
okay,
board
Rhonda,
action is going to be.
Hold on one sec, Rhonda. I'm dealing with our Paul. Our Paul, would you like me to read it?
It says, okay, we're working on number two in the second paragraph, that our corporate counsel provide a written opinion on the appropriateness of the use of these assets as collateral for a line of credit. They want to add what?
Prior to board action.
Which is scheduled. We're scheduled to take that board action when? On July 12th or by July 12th?
July 12th.
It could be July 12th, but it's not clear.
Okay.
That would be prior to PNB action, I think, right?
Okay, prior to PNB action, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, is there any objection to those words, prior to PNB action, adding them to this motion?
May I just express one other unreadiness?
Okay, but my question is there any objection to adding the words prior to PNB action?
No.
I have an unreadiness in regard to that.
Okay.
And that is this. I think that KPFK, whose restricted assets are these? KPFAs?
I'm
or
not
K's?
Sure.
National office.
It's the national office.
They are national office restricted assets?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a national office decision. I'll pass it.
Okay. All right. So there's no objection to adding prior to PNB action. Is there any objection to the motion? There's some funny noise on the line.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Alberto, hi.
I just came on, and that's the funny noise you're hearing.
All right. Well, glad to have you here, Alberto.
Sorry I'm a little late.
No problem. Okay, so I hear no objection to the motion. I'll read it to you one more time. NFC approves in principle the renewal of the Wells Fargo line of credit in the amount of $300,000 if it is secured by restricted national office assets rather than KPFA's unrestricted cash. The NFC requests, one, that the CFO provide written description of the assets to be used as collateral,
and two, that our corporate counsel provide a written opinion on the appropriateness of the use of these assets as collateral for a line of credit prior to PNB action. Okay. So any objections to that motion? Once, twice, three times?
Let me just, can I mention an operational concern?
Yes, you may.
Yes. That is that I would be very concerned if we have all of our eggs in Wells Fargo's basket, and if our depository relationships are exceeding the insured coverage by FDIC.
Okay. So does that mean you're objecting to the motion?
Well, I'm concerned about the impact on our account status with Wells Fargo and whether that would tip us over into being uninsured.
Well, as you'll find out when we get to the cash flow, luckily we're spending all our accounts down below that limit.
We'll make sure we address all those issues. I've talked to Wells Fargo. We've talked about this in the past at Wells Fargo in terms of, but it's been increased to, what, 250 or in terms of the maximum?
250.
How much? 350?
250.
250, that's what I just said. Okay, 250. Okay. So, yeah, we have talked with them about it. I'll address it again in our conversation on Thursday. The concern are the ones who do have 250 banks that we are at, in terms of if the insurance is not there. Okay.
Okay,
you can add that to the discussion.
Once again, folks, are there any objections to this motion? If we approve it, we can move on. If you don't like it, feel free to vote no. Okay, so I don't hear any objections. So we say it's passed without objection. Okay. Then, are there any other comments about the line of credit?
Well, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
And we might address this when we get to cash flow, but if the attorney comes back saying that's a violation of a donor-imposed stipulation, we don't have the money to pay it off. So should there be a plan B getting worked out on a parallel track?
Well, the plan B, may I speak? This is LeVarne Williams.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, the plan B would be to renew it on using KPFA's CD.
That was the silent comment by me.
This is Susan. Yeah. An alternate, well, there are a variety of restricted accounts. They should all be explored. That's number one. Number two, the CDs, do I understand, Brian, that they matured?
Almost a year ago, yeah.
Exactly. And so it would seem that a less arduous thing to do would be to retire with cash if it has to be retired, with some sort of a loan instrument between KPFA and National.
We somehow never get those back.
Yeah.
Well, I understand, but if you've got a good idea, please come forward with it.
I think the plan B would be a real estate loan. I don't know if that's politically viable, but it seems financially sound to me. Doesn't tie up cash, and it would give you a lower interest rate over a longer period.
Mr. Chair, if I could just come back on this, and I'm sorry. I think that a real estate loan very well should be considered. I think that the timing is difficult, perhaps in advance of the election, and it should not be, if we're going to be putting real estate up as collateral, then it shouldn't be for $300,000. It should be more. And we should have a financing plan that extends over some broader period
like a 3-year period or something. I agree that it is really critical that we settle the legal issues ASAP so we know what it is we're dealing with or not.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, Alberta.
I thought that one of the things that we were doing today, and again, I apologize for being late, but one of the things that we were doing today in this particular item on the agenda was that a solution since last meeting 2 weeks ago that an approach had already been found, and there's no approach other than we're still back to where we were 2 weeks ago, Laverne.
Well,
where we're just again adopting a resolution to try and see if we can refinance the $300,000 loan with another instrument?
If I could speak to your question, Alberto, LaVon's given us an update on her discussions with the banker, but we have not formally asked for a lawyer for our counsel to review the question of whether it's appropriate to use these assets as collateral, which we just did tonight. It's been discussed, but tonight we asked him to do it, so that's the step forward.
Okay. I'll shut up then.
Jamie?
Yes, Paul?
I'm not sure, but I think your phone may be crapping out.
My phone? Oh, okay, sorry. Can you hear me better?
Oh, I can hear you when you said something just there, but somewhere, somehow, while you were speaking, there's a little static coming in. I don't know. Maybe it's not your phone. Maybe it's something else. I don't know.
I've heard that static on and off. I'm not sure what it is. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you hear the static now? No. Okay, maybe it's the headset.
Oh, now I hear.
Okay, so there's an issue of what do we do if we can't use the restricted asset. You know, I'll call on myself. With regards to a real estate loan, it seems unlikely that we'll get a real estate loan together by August 1st. Also, there's the issue that a real estate loan is a bigger deal. And also, a real estate loan will require a strategic plan. And so on and so forth. So
static is coming again.
It seems that there needs to be a... you know, it could be that the slightly longer term plan would be a real estate loan that would pay back this line of credit, but I don't know that would work out in the short term.
You know, when I chatted with, this is LaVarne.
Yes,
when
go
talked
ahead.
With Ken Juni today, you know, he talked about other possibilities in terms of long term or something other than if we wanted to do something other than this. But I think in my conversations, I think I might have said at the last meeting was that in talking with the Wells Fargo banker and also the Chase banker, because I remember Campbell making a note about me talking to the Chase banker in New York, that when we're looking at another loan where it requires a payment, a payback of the loan. Well, our history with this line of credit is that we have not paid anything on it, so we really don't have a good history in terms of paying back a loan, so that might be a little difficult in actually getting that type of loan at this time. But, you know, the other alternative three, or alternative C is that, you know, since our business is to ask the listeners for funds to raise money, is just to go out and have a national day of debt retirement, of maybe a 2-day fund drive for all 5 stations for debt retirement, and do it that way. And for stations who are not doing it, I'm not too sure, I guess I have to look at the stations who are not doing a summer fund drive. I guess it wouldn't impact those stations too much. And then we could just add 2 more days, like to the BAI fund drive that's scheduled for, I guess that's almost 13 days. We would just add 2 more days as debt retirement. So, you know, that's just alternative C. you might want to think about.
I would put that
okay,
into.
Okay.
I would.
Okay,
can I get
on
the
please,
stack?
Yeah, please, please call out to be on the stack first.
Okay,
LeVarne, I have a quick question for you. I have not yet received the cash flow.
Let me send it again.
Can you send it? Actually, just send it. Don't send it to NatFinanceCom. Or you can send it to NatFinanceCom, but also send it to
individually.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And see if it goes that way faster.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you, LeVarne. Okay. Then we have Grace, and then we have Campbell.
Okay. I'd like to make LeVarne's suggestion into a motion,
which is.
If we can't use the restricted funds in the national office, that we budget a certain amount to be raised by each station based on their annual gross income to make up the money for the line of credit, to pay back the line of credit. In other words, we should break down that $300,000 or however much it is now, and take every station's last year's gross income and add them all together. See what percentage each station is based on their gross income, and target them to each raise that particular amount to pay off that line of credit.
Wouldn't be available by August 1.
Pardon me?
It wouldn't be available by the time it has to be paid back. August 1 is when the line of credit has to be paid.
We could
this August 1.
1 year.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Well, until that money is paid back, that the stations take it out of their operating funds.
It's not clear that we have it. Oh, sorry, I interrupted. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, okay, I'd ask LeVarne for some guidance about that.
Okay, we could actually just renew it for 1 year.
I think I'm on the stack here somewhere.
Well, may I answer this question,
yeah,
Campbell?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well,
we can just renew it for 1 year, and then we can renew it for 1 year and then do the two-day or whatever day of two-day fundraising to retire the debt based on, as Grace pointing out, our annual listener support and determine how much that is by station.
So we have the option of renewing it for 1 year without doing anything?
Well, that's what he told me. I can just do a renewal for 1 year.
We need collateral.
Well, the collateral would still be the same, but if we go and we do the two-day fundraiser in August or whenever, then that will be taken care of, and KPFA will be paid back.
So you would borrow from KPFA, and we would pay, and everybody else would pay back with two-day fundraisers, or with something like that.
We're not borrowing from KPFA. We would just use the same collateral for the current loan that we have, and then we would do the two-day fundraiser in August to retire the debt, and then we would pay off the $300,000 line of credit. There you go. Here it is, as Michael said.
Okay, so Grace, is this, you're making a motion?
Can I read it?
Yeah, well, I'm asking Grace.
Yeah.
Paul, do you have a motion out of that?
I'll read what I have. Mark, if we can't use restricted funds from the national office, that we budget a certain amount to be raised by each station based on their annual gross income to pay back the line of credit.
Is that a good assessment of your motion, Grace?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess we should address this motion then.
Do I get to?
Is there a second?
Well, you don't need a second. And Campbell, you will get to speak,
committee.
But I would like to deal with the motion first.
This deals with the motion.
Okay, well.
And put me on the stack too, Jamie.
Okay, certainly. But let's deal with the motion first and then move on. Okay, so on the stack for the motion, we have Campbell, Alberto, and Brian. So go ahead, Campbell.
Yeah, the first point is this, that I just raised question about the discussions that had taken place pertaining to Chase and Wells Fargo. I didn't suggest that they take place.
But Campbell, I need your comments on this motion.
And I'll give you those.
Okay, thanks.
What I had suggested was contacting the Community Development Financing Institution, which knew we had debts previously and hadn't paid them, and was willing to offer us money at an attractive rate. Now, with regard to this particular motion, I think that this is an unfair motion because certainly from WPFW's point of view, last year WPFW was lending money to other stations, was paying money to the network to help the network, and it had money because it had income. Now, if you're going to base things on the annual gross income from last year, we don't have those funds because with regard to gross income, we had, provided our gross income to support the network. And I think that this this would be a very unfair way to proceed. I think it should be on some basis of what is available by the individual stations and not just, based on last year's annual gross income. That's entirely very, very unfair for stations that have been helping the network out.
Okay.
Brian.
Thank you. Let's see. Next we have Alberto.
Last time when I hung up the phone 2 weeks ago, in my mind, the idea that I went away with was that we were going to not roll over, as was mentioned, but that we were going to refinance the $300,000 loan with a amortization schedule in where we would pay the note back starting in August over a 36-month period, and that this amount would equal approximately $10,000 a month. And that part of the consideration was that the five signal areas would chip in on the monthly payment that would be required just chip in probably around a couple of $1,000s a month each from each signal area and just whittle this note down for the 36-month period until we finished paying it. And I got on this call today with that in mind. And I'm just pointing out that that is what I would like to see. That's what I would like to see, and that we get cleared on that new collateral, that non-negotiable collateral, so that we can put it up and get this 36-month amortized note and start paying it off as soon as possible.
Alberto, we're trying to get moving on that as fast as possible.
The stack.
Let's see. Next
Susan.
Is Brian.
I guess my problems with the motion boil down to two things. The first one is our fundamental problem here is we don't have the revenues to support our activities. So a motion that says, okay, go out and raise your share to fix this, isn't going to fix that. And beyond that, if you're divvying it up among the stations based on gross revenues, it seems like you're going to have KPFA paying off the biggest share of a loan that was taken out from KPFA. This doesn't seem like a good plan. I mean, we have to figure out a repayment schedule, not just say, come on, guys, wave your wands and come up with the money to pay this back. Most of our stations are completely broke. If they could raise more money, they should be using it to pay their bills.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Is that's it? You're done?
Yeah.
Okay, next on the stack is Susan.
Yeah. We need the facts. So we need to know what is available as collateral. It is not a financing plan to say, let's just increase fund drive some more days. That is the way we have gotten into further and further disaster. It is a very bad knee-jerk reaction, which I am absolutely opposed to. I agree with Alberto that we need a repayment schedule for a financing plan. I think that the question of who repays, I think the financing needs to be from the national office, and that the repayment needs to come from the national office according to an overall comprehensive budget and cash projection for the system as a whole that has to do with who is living up to their requirements for raising money and cutting and holding down expenses. I don't think it's right to reward mismanagement. There was a loan that was authorized last year. We had one in hand. Grace, very appropriately, and others, brought up that there were serious, serious problems with it. And it was not, did not have the terms that were perhaps advantageous. But there was a real estate loan authorized. I have provided that information to LaVarne several times. She has it in hand. It's in the national office. And I think we need to have that realistic, that option as one we are considering.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, are there any other comments?
I want to be added to the stack.
Okay, certainly, Ron. So we have Rhonda to discuss this motion.
And Grace.
Okay, then Grace. Okay.
Okay, as a representative of FWB, the loan, if it was the one on the table that was going to collateralize the real estate by our
There's
building.
An echo. There's an echo. Can somebody do something about that, Grace?
I don't know.
I don't hear an echo.
I don't hear it either.
Yeah.
Anyway, if it is the one that's coming collateralized against the building that KPFK is housed in, then I would strongly object to that.
Okay.
That's the reason why the real estate loan was objected to in the first place. It was sound, it wasn't feasible, and it was just a recipe for disaster. We need to think sustainability when we think of how we're going to get out of this mess. We can't create a larger mess for ourselves. It is important to be cautious and not to just get ourselves deeper in debt in a way that's going to cause us to have major problems later on.
Okay, thanks, Rhonda. Let's see. So finally on the stack is Grace.
Just to address the issue of the gross income part, that would mean that the least amount of money would have to be raised by the two smallest stations, WPFW and KPFT, put the larger burden on WBAI, KPFA, and KPFK, commensurate with what their income generally is. But this is a problem of that the whole entire network has. That's why we had to borrow the money. It was because of spending on the part of the whole network, not because of one station. And I don't think we need to use an atom bomb to swat a fly. $300,000 is not that much money. It's not a hugely excessive burden to do some extra fundraising to raise it. I just think I would agree with LaVarne that we should go with just extending the loan using collateral that is already being used. But if that doesn't work, that we should simply raise the money, pay off the loan, and then if we need to have a real estate loan sometime in the future, that we work on that as a separate issue.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Okay, our Paul?
Yeah, right now, I can say, you know, WBAI had a very successful fundraiser in May, and that's great, but still WBAI is kind of on the knife's edge here. On the one hand, I am very concerned about the
August FON that's coming up, we have to make that really work. And on the other hand, I understand that, you know, it's all Pacifica, and we got to deal with this loan. We can't keep not looking at it. It's staring us down, and it's going to turn into some sort of a pumpkin in about 3.5 weeks. So I would say I'm agreeing with the people who say, let's see if we can extend this for a bit and then pay it off somehow, and do it that way. An immediate tacking on of extra days for the August thon, I'm concerned, could fatigue our listeners even more, because I can tell you the BAI listeners are hammered with fundraising. What was it, FYO at 8, we did 115 days, and I haven't calculated this one yet, but we've done a bunch, not quite on that same kind of schedule. And, you know, we did it in May, we're doing it in August, we'll do it in October, and I'm very concerned about us really hammering a listenership that's been hit up for money so much that we'll turn them off at the end of this thon and maybe turn them off for the beginning of the next one. So if we really have to do it, I suppose we would have to do it, otherwise we'd go under. But I would hope we could find a way to not have to hammer the listenership again.
Okay, all right, thank you, R. Paul. All right, that seems like we've exhausted this topic. I would like us to make a decision here on this motion. So it sounds like there's differences of opinion. So, R. Paul, can I first ask you to read it and then ask you to call the roll?
Okay, the motion as I have it is, if we can't use restricted funds from the national office that we budget, let me read this again. If we can't use restricted funds from the national office that we budget a certain amount to be raised by each station based on their annual gross income to pay back the line of credit. And?
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you read that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there should be a comma at one point there. I didn't read it with a comma.
If you could just read it one more time.
If we can't use...
Jamie, there is something wrong with this. That it should also say, and there are no other options available to us.
Okay.
In there. You know, in other words, it shouldn't be either or. If there's another option, like just renewing the loan using the current collateral, that would be acceptable. That should be in there.
Well, R. Paul, can you read what you
have? Yeah, let me read what I have with a comma in. If we can't use restricted funds from the national office, comma, that we budget a certain amount to be raised by each station based on their annual gross income to pay back the line of credit.
So there's no time limitation in this motion. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay.
That we budget it.
Yeah.
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
I think maybe you guys might want to work on the language for a plan like this and bring back something a little bit more specific and concrete if it comes down to our voting on it. Can I move that we table this and take it up once we find out
second.
From the lawyer whether or not the line of credit rollover can move forward?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I should just maybe postpone to the next meeting?
Yes. That sounds like a good plan.
Sounds good.
Okay, Lauren, Jamie here, I still have not received the...
I'm typing in that each one, as each person speaks, I'm getting their name in here.